I think it's all about uniting the people, whether that's within the Middle East or within the West. Society at the time kind of has us all working against each other. And if we can unite and get the people together, we can make it known that this is a humanitarian crisis that we're not okay with.
I think it's important that we protest because it just tells the Palestinian people that we're here for them, and also puts pressure on our governments. Since this all started, we've all been boycotting and signing petitions to try to stop this war and this madness, but protesting really gets our boots on the ground and visualizes how many people actually care about this movement. And it's in the millions, you know, all over the world. We've seen protests that have ranked over 500,000. And there's no stopping us now, really. We're just trying to fight the good fight and hope this all comes to an end very soon.
I think it's important to protest because we need to show Palestinians that there's people all around the world that supports them.
I think it's important to show solidarity with the Palestinians. They've been fighting the fight for so long, and I think now there's a movement that helps. I think people are more allowed to speak their voices now, and it's important to show up to these protests to stand with Palestinians and show them that they're seen and heard, and that their feelings surrounding the whole thing are valid because they've been invalidated for so long. So, yeah, we need to come and shout the slogans and release all the frustration that we have based around these issues.
I think that the Iranian government choosing such a symbolic day as the last Friday in Ramadan as Al-Quds Day and as a day of celebrating solidarity with the Palestinians really shows that solidarity with Palestine is their number one foreign policy priority and has been since the revolution. So I think that Palestinians, especially in these days in midst of war, starvation and genocide, will treasure this act of solidarity more than in any year before.
And I believe fully that the Israeli ambassador should be expelled from Ireland. I believe that everyone has a right to protest and should be on the streets calling for this genocide, this mass murder, not only to be stopped, but we should be calling for Netanyahu to be in The Hague. And the International War Crimes Committee should be taking him for the crimes against humanity that he has created in Gaza. As I said, it's one thing to murder innocent people with bombs and with bullets, but to use hunger, starvation and famine as a way of murdering and wiping out innocent men, women and children is abhorrent and is the worst crime in humanity in a long, long time.
It is definitely genocide caused by the Zionists, definitely. And it didn't happen on the 7th of October. This has been going on for years. Israel, the Palestinians have been living in an open prison for years and years. And I think it's ridiculous that the West isn't seeing what's happening. Well, they are seeing it, but they're doing nothing about it. And that's what's so frustrating for the people to watch all these children, men, women, wee boys, not getting murdered.
I think it's absolutely disgraceful that the West acts like it does, that the West funds this terrorism. I call it terrorism because that's exactly what it is. It's been terrorism for the last 75 years in Palestine.
Of course it was. We're standing here in West Belfast in Ireland. We are all Palestinians. In our thousands, in our millions, we all need to be Palestinians so that from the river to the sea, that Palestine will be free.
I think that Quds Day is of great importance, particularly this year, in the light of what has been happening in Gaza and in the West Bank over the past 6 months. It would be ideal if all countries, not just the Muslim ones, unite in solidarity with the Palestinians and celebrate Quds Day. Since the 1979 revolution, Iran has been close to Palestinians. Imam Khomeini was also a visionary politician. He made the right decision 45 years ago by declaring the last Friday of every Ramadan as Quds Day.
Certo, nel 1979 uno poteva.
In 1979, one might have thought, what else is going to happen to the Palestinians in the future? Imam Khomeini already knew that the Palestinians would be forgotten on the international scale. that they would be left alone. So he made sure that they would always have the support of Iran and its allies by proclaiming Quds Day as an annual day of solidarity against the usurper, Israel.
I am an Italian-Lebanese citizen, born in Italy but raised in southern Lebanon. We must remain close to all Palestinians now that they are facing a genocidal war by Israel. On Quds Day, all Muslims express their solidarity to the Palestinians and everybody protests against tyrants and voices support of an oppressed people who have been displaced from their homes during the past 75 years.
The peoples of the world have finally understood what is going on in Gaza. Obviously, most Muslims already knew how tragic the situation is for the Palestinians. Every human being who believes in justice and freedom, who respects human rights, should mark Quds Day. Imam Khomeini perfectly knew how history would turn out to be for the Palestinians.
The significance of the Quds Day at this very political conjunction is linked to the Islamic unity.
The same Islamic unity that Mahdi Soleimani used to dream about. Today, more than ever, we cannot forget the work carried out by General Soleimani in attempt to achieve Islamic unity. A work that, unfortunately, has not been completed yet. People should stand for justice and freedom for the oppressed Palestinians.
Unite against the people who control you. Unite against the people who are making your government be silent. The first thing you can do, forget your political differences, forget your racial differences. Unite for Gaza. Unite for your brothers and sisters and children in Palestine. And have a unified voice that we want nothing less than an immediate ceasefire and a humanitarian corridor and a just, peaceful and everlasting solution to the problem.
1.1 million are on the verge of collapsing with hunger. There's a huge famine which is unfolding in Gaza right now. And the supplies in the hospitals, especially in the Al-Shifa hospital or any other hospital, there are no supplies, no medicines. Patients are dying, simply dying. And children are pushed to famine every day. They are dying. So in that condition, 57 Islamic countries should join hands and enforce ceasefire immediately.
It should be a logical conclusion, the proceeding of the ICJ and ICC against Israel. We want to demarch the ambassador of the United States, the ambassador of the Egypt, and the ambassador of the UAE, and the ambassador of the UK, Saudi Arabia, because they are the silent facilitator of the Israel.
I feel very hurt and I feel guilty. I feel like I'm privileged to live in my house and with my kids. When we have dinner, I usually think, what are they going to eat? And when I see the videos of them eating soup, grass soups, that make me hurt. And it made me think, Ya Allah, what is happening with them? And we cannot help them. Even though there are many countries, Muslim countries, that are not even supporting. Even Egypt is with, like, bordering them. Lebanon is bordering them. But no one is able to give them food, shelter, water.
To me, if the United Nations Security Council can't impose the ceasefire after this council lost a decision, so I think there is no need of the United Nations then.
I think that the Iranian government choosing such a symbolic day as the last Friday in Ramadan as Al-Quds Day and as a day of celebrating solidarity with the Palestinians really shows that solidarity with Palestine is their number one foreign policy priority and has been since the revolution. So I think that Palestinians, especially in these days in midst of war, starvation and genocide, will treasure this act of solidarity more than in any year before.
And I believe fully that the Israeli ambassador should be expelled from Ireland. I believe that everyone has a right to protest and should be on the streets calling for this genocide, this mass murder, not only to be stopped, but we should be calling for Netanyahu to be in The Hague. And the International War Crimes Committee should be taking him for the crimes against humanity that he has created in Gaza. As I said...
Welcome back, everyone, to this special coverage marking International Goods Day here on Press TV. Now, Goods Day is a day that symbolizes the global fight against the Zionist regime and shows all-out support for the Palestinian cause, the Palestinian people, the Palestinian struggle. Now, a pro-Palestinian event is held every year on the last Friday of the Holy Fasting Month of Ramadan. These are images now you can see live in a protest marking Quds Day in Indonesia all throughout the morning here in the Iranian capital. We have brought you images from all throughout the world, including dozens of cities in Iran as Quds Day started right here. Iran was the epicenter when the proclamation...
This is Tehran, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Well, you've been with us with our live coverage of International Quds Day on the last Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan. The founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, designated the last Friday of the month of Ramadan as International Quds Day in a show of solidarity with the Palestinians and their cause. Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, said the Zionist regime symbolizes arrogance, racial prejudice, and injustice, and International Quds Day doesn't just belong to the Palestinians, it belongs to the entire Islamic Ummah. It's an opportunity for Muslims and non-Muslims to show their support for the oppressed Palestinians and their just cause. And here in the Islamic Republic of Iran, we've seen huge rallies and marches throughout the Islamic Republic of Iran. In the Iranian capital, Tehran, we've seen huge crowds on the streets of Tehran converging on Palestine Square. And there's been a keynote speech by the top IRGC general, the head of the IRGC, Major General Hossein Salami. In his keynote speech, IRGC Chief Hossein Salami said the Zionists have no choice but to surrender in the end. The Zionists cannot increase their security through commitment of more crimes and atrocities in occupied Palestine. He also made the point that the repercussions of the evil acts currently being committed by the Israeli regimes in Gaza and elsewhere in occupied Palestine, this will certainly affect the regime. And he said, no hegemonic power can deal a blow against the Iranian nation. This has been, we continue with our coverage for now. We'll be back after this short break.
Allahu Akbar. Allah. Allah.
Imam Khomeini said, "The racist Zionist regime has always been a source of discord among regional states."
Welcome back, dear listeners. Here we go live to Press TV headquarters, where there is a connection with Masoud Shajare, chairman of Islamic Human Rights Commission in London. Let's take a listen.
Had the vision of understanding what is going to happen, what is the nature of this this Zionist state, and what is capable of doing, and what is going to do, and how is going to affect not just the Palestinians, which have been the victim, systematic victim of this genocidal act, but indeed the danger that this Zionist state has got vis-a-vis the humanity. I mean, let us be very clear. Yes, of course, the Palestinians are the frontline victims of this genocide, but the humanity is actually facing this genocide, because this genocide is taking place because of the nature of the Zionism and the apartheid illegal occupation, but also the nature of the West in supporting it. Not just supporting it with the silence, which they have done many times before, but actually arming gifting equipment and bombs and bullets and technical know-how for this genocidal regime to kill more effectively more innocent people. This is an outrage, and I think what Imam Khomeini at the time, with his vision of what could happen, did was, first of all, identify this day when we had no other sort of international day in support of the Palestinians, also saying that the solution is not going to be through international bodies, which are all seems to be very clearly colonial too, but by masses, as actually rising up, masses rising up, and by resistance and support of international community for the resistance. Now we could see this very clearly. In the last 6 months, anybody who doesn't see these realities is blind. But at that time, the vision of actually seeing this is going to happen and actually setting up this incredible day in the month of Ramadan, on the Friday, for that sort of coming together of masses and empowering the masses as the only solution of addressing and to get rid of this abomination of the Zionism. Let us be very clear. Zionism and apartheid in Israel cannot be reformed in the same way that apartheid system in South Africa couldn't be reformed. So let us forget about that. Let us actually realize that it needs to be replaced. It needs to be wiped out and replaced. So people from all different backgrounds, Christian community, Muslim community, indeed Jewish community and others, could begin to put their lives together in the occupied territory.
Thank you, Mr. Shajar, allow me to welcome Mr. Steve Bell to our conversation. Mr. Bell, welcome, sir. Technically and legally, we're supposed to be in the midst right now. This International Quds Day is supposed to fall in the middle of a Ramadan immediate ceasefire declared by the UN Security Council, where the U.S. even abstained to make it happen. Yet here we are. Just today, in the last 24 hours, another 70 people killed, 93 injured in the besieged Gaza Strip, including women, including children. What does that tell us, to Mr. Shajad's point, when he mentions the true face of Zionism?
Well, I agreed with Masoud's comments. I think that we are dealing with a situation where the U.S. government, supporting and sustaining this genocidal war, still faces an internal embarrassment. All of the opinion polls in the United States demonstrate a serious shift of opinion against the government. The most recent Gallup poll at the end of March showed 55% of the American public disapproves of US military action. Similar polls in Britain, 56% of UK voters are in favour of banning arms exports to Israel. So we face a disjunction between the action of governments and the action of the masses of the people around the world, who today, I'm sure, there are huge mobilisations, as there have been huge mobilisations over these last 6 months. That is why I think that earlier this week, when Saeed Hassan Nasrallah said Al-Quds Day this year synchronizes with important developments, this was completely apposite. We are witnessing not just the remarkable resilience of the Palestinian people after 6 months of the most horrendous assault and terrifying conditions, but the response of masses of people throughout the world to try and bring about an end and a permanent ceasefire. I think that we have not witnessed a movement of comparable international dimensions, popular movement, since the Vietnam War. And we know that that movement aided the struggle of the Vietnamese people to bring about an end to the war. Here we see a similar process. Like we saw the sustained campaign against apartheid in South Africa, so we are witnessing and a sustained campaign. And although the difficulties that the Palestinians face are unimaginable, this movement is something of a hope for humanity, as Masoud indicated. And I think that on today, on reflection, we must bring into account the power and significance of this movement for the Palestinians.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. And Mr. Shajad, when you mentioned the true face of Zionism, and when we see these this global movement that Mr. Steve Bell was referring to, we have seen so many protests on U.S. campuses, on British campuses, on French campuses, all throughout Europe, needless to say, all throughout the Middle East, West Asia, Asia itself. We've covered right here on Press TV, very well known from Seoul, Beijing, and Taiwan. A lot of places you wouldn't even think they know what a Palestinian or an Israeli is, yet somehow they are now very privy and they're in the know to exactly the struggle, what is going on. And that started with coverage, a lot of coverage that doesn't happen in Western corporate media, but it is happening with a lot of outlets. Actually, they're starting to have to cover it because the word genocide and war crimes is getting mentioned so often. But now, International Quds Day, when we see this many protests worldwide, how does this add to the cause to bring, to actually equate the word Zionism with barbarism, with savagery, with the kind of ideology that it truly represents, that up until possibly a couple months ago in Western culture, you couldn't mention it without getting stigmatized, without losing your job, without being attacked in the workplace, on social media, and now you're able to say what Zionism is, and a lot of people can easily speak freely on it now in Western culture.
Well, you're absolutely right that the reality is that there has been an awakening that no one could deny. Ordinary people right across the world in the Western sort of hemisphere and Western nation, like everywhere else, people have come out and they have really seen and they felt the barbarism of the Zionism and what it stands for. But has it been end of bullying of campaigners for Palestine? No. We are seeing bullying of Palestinian supporters at universities, at workplaces. We are dealing day in, day out with people being losing their jobs, or indeed the heavy-handedness of the police, be it in London or Berlin or Paris or elsewhere. We've just done a report to the United Nations highlighting how these police and indeed the governments are undermining their own principles, their own legislation and their commitment under international law to put pressure. And so that is going on. And I think what is really important right now, and I think Al-Quds Day should be a catalyst for this, is to bring the awareness that, you know, be it British government or French government or US, they're not part of the solution, they're part of the problem. The fact that they are claiming to be representing the people, they are not, as Steve just highlighted, right across the Western world. Overwhelming majority of people, between 70 to 85%, want ceasefire now. But these governments are not not only they don't bring ceasefire, they're fueling. They're sending arms, they're sending equipment, they're sending all sorts of support, and they're bringing legislation and rhetorics to limit our freedom to speak out in support of the Palestinians. So if we don't understand that, if we don't understand that, ICC and the UN and other bodies are incompetent to address our aspiration to create a better and juster society, when this genocide is happening in front of our eyes, day in, day out, it means that we really need to bring major reform in the way that the international community is capable to address these things. Without that, we are going to sleepwalk into other genocide. What is happening right now is not just the Palestinians who are the victim of it, it's the humanity is the victim of it. Because if this becomes legitimized the way that is happening right now, then we are in trouble. The humanity is in trouble, because it will be repeated elsewhere once it becomes acceptable and to behave in this way and kill innocent people. I think if we don't understand that, we have understood the nature of Zionism, but we haven't understood the nature of our democracies, the nature of our international institutions, and we as campaigners, we need to speak out if we want to have a real change.
Thank you, Mr. Massoud. Shajad, we're going to sign off with you. I want to appreciate you for putting your time on International Good State to join us here on Press TV. We're going to hold on to Mr. Steve Bell. Please stand by, Mr. Bell, for a second. Let us check in with Gisu Misha Ahmadi, our Press TV correspondent that's on the street in a protest here in the Iranian capital, and get the latest there on the ground with respect to that Good State protest. Hello, Gisu. Hope you're safe and doing well out there. Tell us what the mood is like.
Danny?
Yeah, Gisu, go ahead. Good to check in with you. Tell us what's going on where you're at.
Well, Danny, this year's rally was incomparable to the previous years in terms of the number of people that took part in the international Quds Day rallies. And that is, of course, because of the atrocities that are being committed by the Israeli regime day in and day out against the oppressed Palestinian nation and the people in Gaza, which has angered not only Muslims around the world and in Iran, but also anyone with just a tad of conscience would feel appalled by what is happening in Gaza. And that is the reason why this year the Quds Day rallies were even more important for these people to come out and get their voices heard, Danny. Also, this coincided with the funeral procession of the seven martyrs, which I'm sure you've talked a lot about. So that is another cowardly act by the Israeli regime, which is a sign of its weakness, attacking the consulate section of Iran in Damascus, which is obviously a red line. So I am here joined by one of the comrades of Martyr Brigadier General Zahedi, who will be telling us more about him, about his personality, and how he sees the situation and this attack on the consular section. ممنونم که وقتتون رو به ما دادید.
اگر ممکنه در خصوص شخصیت General Zahedi, in name of God, Brigadier General Zahedi took part in the sacred defense, and one of his main personalities was his everlasting smile. And one of the characteristics of having a good behavior and being good mannered, and he had he was really keen on the faithful people, and he was also very intense and harsh on the enemies. And he could also have required 25 years ago and live his normal life, but he stood against oppression And after years, he repeatedly stated that I'm a soldier of Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic. So he was a real faithful person that Islam has described, and we can see it in his character. The martyrdom, his martyrdom, what effect will it have? Will it result in the fact that Iran would back down from its stances? It's noteworthy, and it's important to go back to about 50 years ago and the words of Imam Khomeini, who stated that Israel must be destroyed, and this danger was foreseen by Imam Khomeini, given his thoughts and beliefs and ideology, and he outlined it all those years ago for Muslims. So, therefore, not only will Israel make no progress, but we can see its grandeur being shattered among everyone across the world. And this can have a message for all of the people, for all of the religions believe in a savior who will appear in one day. And we believe that an army will back our leader, and Israel will certainly not have a long lifespan. Thank you very much.
Well, Danny, this is pretty much the message that most of the people who are taking part here when it comes to the martyrs are saying, that they will be walking down the path of these martyrs, and these martyrs will be leading the way for a new generation to continue and walk down in the same path. And also, like I said, Danny, it was very important for Iranians this time around to show up. So we had lots of people taking part this year, particularly the older generation, which physically it was a bit difficult for them to take part. But they did come out because they wanted to show how angry they are at the Israeli regime and its atrocities, the atrocities that it has committed in Gaza and is committing right now in Gaza, and also regarding what happened in Damascus and the attack on the consular section of Iran.
Thank you, Gisu. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon there. That was Gisu Mishamadi, our Press TV correspondent, joining us from the streets of the Iranian capital, speaking to a friend of a late General Zaidi that was martyred in the consular section of the Iranian embassy in the Syrian capital, Damascus, just a few days ago, along with another senior military advisor, Iranian commander there, along with five accompanying officers, in another blatant violation of international law targeting Syrian sovereignty, Syrian soil, an ally of Syria, there on the invitation of the Syrian government. You can see another Good Day rally there in Kargil. I'm going to come back to Mr. Steve Bell. Mr. Bell, women in Gaza, children, the elderly, paramedics, paralegics, journalists, infants, doctors, nurses, UN staff, aid workers from various international organizations have all been indiscriminately killed by the Israelis over the last 6 months. Basically, it seems like if you have a heartbeat and you're in Gaza, you are a target for the Israeli regime. Mr. Masoud Shajadeh, you heard just a moment ago, said it's a horrible precedent that is being set for all of humanity to establish this sitting by and letting this genocide unfold in this day and age. Your final thoughts. Mr. Steve Bell, do we still have you?
Sorry?
Okay, are you still with us, Mr. Bell?
Yes.
I was just putting that question to you, Mr. Shajadeh, before he signed off with us. He was saying this is a horrible precedent that we are establishing as humanity, sitting by and watching this campaign of genocide unfold in Gaza by the Israelis, and basically it's horrible for us to move forward beyond this if we do nothing about it today.
Yes, the truth of the matter is that the global majority of the world's population are with the Palestinians. This is demonstrated by both the action of governments in international institutions like the UN and through the masses of the population joining in the streets to demonstrate in support of the Palestinians. The fact that the global majority is with the Palestinians is the guarantee of their victory, despite the horrors.
This is Tehran, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Well, you've just listened to our rolling coverage of International Quds Day on the last Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan. The last Friday of the month of Ramadan has been designated as World Quds Day or International Quds Day by the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini. May God bless his soul. The late Imam believed that the International Quds Day is not just doesn't just belong to the Palestinian people, it belongs to the entire Islamic Ummah. It's a day for Islam and Muslims. It's a day to show the solidarity, everyone. It's a day for everyone, both Muslims and non-Muslims, to show their solidarity and their support for the oppressed Palestinians and their cause. On 7th of August 1979, when the Islamic Republic was less than a year old, and a fledgling state, the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, called upon all Muslims to take part in rallies and marches on the last Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan, displaying their solidarity and support for the lawful rights of Muslim Palestinians. And this has become a tradition ever since then. This last Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan has become International Quds Day or World Quds Day. And there have, and certainly today, we've seen huge crowds taking part in rallies and marches in Tehran, the Iranian capital, and in many other cities throughout the length and breadth of the Islamic Republic. And this year, these marches have added poignancy, added importance because of the events of the last 6 months in the Gaza Strip, the terrifying, very bloody and murderous campaign which the Israeli regime has been waging in Gaza against innocent Palestinians, and also the attack on 1st of April on Iran's embassy, Iran's consulate building in Damascus, Syria, next door to the Iranian embassy, and that resulted in the martyrdom of at least 13 individuals. This has been our live coverage of International Quds Day. We now go back to our regular programming.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam to all of you and welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio and this is a new episode of today's special. Today is Quds Day.
به قدس داشته باشد. روز مقابله مستضعفین با مستکبرین است.
The Quds Day is a universal day. It's not an exclusive day for Quds itself. It's a day for the oppressed to rise and stand up against the arrogant.
القدس تنادينا القدس تنادينا قدس تنادي قدس تنادي قدس تنادينا
Today, Thursday, 25th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter Al-Hujurat, verse 10.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeeb. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون.
The believers are but brothers. So make settlement between your brothers, and fear Allah, that you may receive mercy.
The blessed verse is saying that inasmuch as you strive to reconcile to brothers, it is also incumbent upon you to make peace seriously and decisively amongst conflicting believers. What a meaningful and interesting expression. All believers are like brethren, and contentions and conflicts running amongst brethren are to be replaced by peace and sincerity. One of the most significant social responsibilities of Muslims against one another in administration of justice is clarified with all its dimensions.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
What is the Quds Day? What is it?
Quds Day is the last Jummah in the month of Ramadan. Mm-hmm. That is the day Imam Khomeini says that is the day of united Muslims.
It is a gift of Imam Khomeini, in fact. The late Imam Khomeini gave a gift to the, not to the people of Iran, but to all Muslims and to the humanity. He appointed a day, as you mentioned, the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan, to rise up against oppression. This is the message of Islam, and this is the message of holy prophets.
What is our duty in this day?
This day is the day of united Muslims, and Muslims must react together.
If we help each other, we don't need help from other people. We don't need to look up to Western cultures and Western people and look for them for help. For example, like Palestine, I think everybody has the right, and it becomes wajib on everybody to defend a Muslim country and to help a Muslim.
The sound of a Lebanese child being terrorized by Israeli bombing. Palestinian children dying every day. How many will be killed this Ramadan? How many will not make it home safe tonight? Do you care? Will you stand with them? Will you march for Palestine?
From the river to the sea.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
Make a stand for justice. March against Israeli oppression. Join the Quds Day march.
There is only one thing in my mind, and that is that when I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Qiyamah, I will be able to say, Ya Allah, I did whatever I could for those who are oppressed. I heard your command. Stand up for the sake of those oppressed men, women and children who are crying, who are saying, Ya Allah, send us a helper.
Embrace the spirit of Ramadan. Join the struggle for justice.
Palestine will be free.
Palestine will be free.
Now we look at the importance of Quds Day. Quds Day is the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, on which demonstrations are held across the world to protest against the occupation of Palestine. Soon after the Islamic Revolution in Iran, Imam Khomeini called on Muslims to dedicate this day to demanding the rights of oppressed Muslims around the world, particularly in Palestine. On this day, rallies are organized before Friday prayer to protest against the occupation of Palestine and the oppression of its people. In fact, the struggle against the Zionists is considered an essential pillar of Imam's thought. Imam Khomeini insisted on paying attention to the international intellectuals from all lifestyles that hold common views on the issue. The Imam emphasized that the Quds Day was an international day and would not specifically be limited to only the Quds issue.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the importance of the Day of Quds. Why is the Quds Day important? Quds Day symbolizes the alignment of truth against falsehood. How much they have tried over the years to weaken Quds Day, which symbolizes the alignment of truth against falsehood. Quds Day represents the alignment of justice against oppression. Not only for Palestine, but for the entire Islamic Ummah. It is a day of loud protest by Muslims against the deadly cancer of Zionism, which has attacked the Islamic Ummah through the hands of aggressive occupiers, interveners, and arrogant powers. Quds Day is not something small. It is an international day with a global message. It signifies that the Islamic Ummah will not succumb to oppression, even if this oppression enjoys the support of the biggest and most powerful countries in the world. They have tried so much to weaken Quds Day, especially this year, more than ever. But Quds Day here in the Islamic Iran, showed the world the direction of the revolution and the nation of Iran. It showed the will of the Iranian nation. It showed that the tricks, deceptions, spending money and political wickedness of them have no effect on the spirit of the Iranian nation. Allah brings people out to the streets on the Quds Day with fasting mouths. We trust this public movement. We believe the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the community. We believe it is the hand of Allah at work.
Imam Rida said, O Ibn Abi Mahmud, when people hear the defects of our enemies with their names, they too attribute badness to us by our names. Allah the Honored and Glorified has said, do not abuse those whom they invoke besides Allah, lest they should abuse Allah out of hostility without any knowledge.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, a Ramadan no Palestinian will ever forget. Israel had imposed increasing restrictions on movement, with many Palestinians, especially men, denied entry to Jerusalem or other significant religious locations, as well as rising attacks by Israeli forces. Palestinian villagers are suffering violence and intimidation by armed Israeli settlers, with an average of 4 attacks a day. These attacks are being carried out with complete impunity, in many cases reportedly supported by Israeli troops. In addition to killing and injuring Palestinian civilizations, thousands of trees have been cut down. Israel has also stepped up the demolition of Palestinian homes and other structures, such as agricultural facilities and schools across the West Bank. Ya Rahim, Ya Aziz, Ya Sami'u, Ya Basir, Ya Latif. to achieve lasting peace for everyone, there must be an end to the occupation and the deep-rooted injustices that Palestinians face on a daily basis. Quds Day has underlined the Palestine issue beyond its national aspect and has granted it with an international status. The Zionist regime has long campaigned to degrade the issue as a national conflict between Israel and Arabs. Nevertheless, a clear stand by Imam Khomeini as a prominent religious and academic personality injected a fresh spirit to forgotten Islamic perspective in his struggle against Israel. Imam Khomeini's guidance produced position results, and accordingly, Palestinian fighters heeded to the Islamic option instead of nationalistic or Western inclinations.
القدس تنادينا القدس تنادينا
قدس تنادي قدس تنادي قدس تنادينا.
We know that right now in the Muslim Ummah there's a lot of oppression happening, lots of injustice, lots of bloodshed. And Imam Khomeini declared the last Friday of the month of Ramadan to be the day of the Mustaz Afrin, the day of the oppressed.
Each day we are reminded, and each day we say, there's not much that we can do, it seems so far away.
I invite Muslims all over the globe to consecrate the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as Quds Day, and to proclaim the international solidarity of Muslims in support of the legitimate rights of the Muslim people of Palestine. Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayh.
Persecuted in their land, don't you know that all these people are dying for Islam?
Well, on this day as a Muslim Ummah, we come together and we support oppressed and rise up against the oppressors. And right now, the amount of dhulm happening in Palestine is probably at its peak as compared to anywhere else in the Muslim world or in the world in general.
The sound of a Lebanese child being terrorized by Israeli bombing. Palestinian children dying every day. How many will be killed this Ramadan? How many will not make it home safe tonight? Do you care? Will you stand with them?
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
Each day we are reminded, and each day we say, there's not much that we can do. It seems so far away. Have you heard of Kosovo, of Afghanistan? Have you heard of Palestine, of Shishan? Have you heard of all these people persecuted in their land? Don't you know that all these people are dying for Islam? Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard?
A blinding flash of white light lit up the sky over Gaza tonight. People running for cover, not knowing whether they're dead or alive. They came with their tanks and their planes, with ravaging fiery flames, and nothing remains. Just a voice rising up in the smoky haze. We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes.
spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike, murdered and massacred night after night. While the so-called leaders of countries afar debated on who's wrong or right, but their powerless words were in vain, and the bombs fell down like acid rain. But through the tears and the blood and the pain, you could still hear that voice through the smoky haze. We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Tonight, a blinding flash of white light lit up the sky over Gaza tonight. People running for cover, not knowing whether they're dead or alive. They came with their tanks and their planes, with ravaging fiery flames. Nothing remains, just a voice rising up in the smoky haze. We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.
The International Medical Charity Doctors Without Borders says Israel is deliberately and systematically destroying Gaza's healthcare system amid its genocidal war on the territory. A new report says the U.S. has approved the transfer of thousands